It was around 2 months ago that my father Masood and my mother Tamina suffered brain injuries in a car accident and passed away. Their organs were donated to 5 people. This event was so bitter and unexpected that it completely messed up all of our lives. And well, actually, Fazad played an important role in these events. The biggest challenge we had were the children. I didn't want the children to find out about Mom and Dad dying. Despite Fazad's opposition, I told the children that their grandparents had gone away on a long trip, and in order to prove it, I gave gifts and letters to the children on their behalf. In addition, Sharam had developed an extreme and strange sense of responsibility towards Shadi, which was causing her to not have any peace and calm. In Dad's absence, he saw himself as the man of the house, and he didn't allow Shadi to do anything at all without his permission. Until one night, something strange happened. Dad called Sharam.
Hello.
Oh, hello. What is it? What's wrong? Why are you shaking?
Where's Shiva?
Shiva's in the bedroom.
Shiva!
There she is. Here she is. Are you coming?
What is it?
Come. Come and sit down.
Go on. Go.
Come. Come and sit down. Come and sit down.
What is it? What's happened?
Did Dad give you a call?
Dad!
He sent me a text. It's just, have you had a dream?
No. Dad really called me a few minutes ago.
What did you have for dinner? Was it something heavy?
Oh, Fazad, that's really disgusting. What are you doing?
What's wrong with it? It's just cucumbers.
How do you
it's not like
such
it's
a
anything
thing?
Bad.
Whatever fruit
Come on,
you
it's just full of nutrients. All of the fruit's nutrients
He's
are in his skin. I'm just trying to
get
you to understand what I said.
Yes, you said Dad
Yes, that's right.
You.
Well, if Dad called me right now, you're fighting with each other over cucumber peels? Here, how about this?
Ah, that's disgusting.
What are you doing, man?
The joke wasn't funny. It's not time to be joking at this time of night.
Man, Dad gave me a call. Look, here's his number with the time he called.
Well, she's right. No, your joke wasn't funny at all, and it's not the time for it either. Come on. Give it here. Let me see, man. I just don't get it. What idiot would have played such a joke on you? Where's his SIM card?
With me. I've got his phone as well.
Oh, get it. You don't need to go and bring it. He called me. It was him. He talked to me.
Oh, he talked? Well, what did he say?
He said, hello, Sharam. There was a lot of static, but it was his voice. I recognized it.
No, my friend, you had a hallucination. I mean, what dead person have you ever seen make a phone call?
I had an hallucination, but what about my phone? Here. Look at the date and time.
He's right. What does this mean?
Well, you know, maybe we didn't pay off Dad's phone bill, and since he hasn't been able to use it, maybe the phone company sold the line to someone else.
No way, Shiva.
Yes,
here.
Why not?
The phone company wouldn't transfer the
yes,
line
they
to
were.
Someone
Don't
else
you remember
after just
7
months.
Years ago when they sold the line to someone else?
No, that
yes,
was different.
They did.
You owed them a lot of money. I mean, the amount you owed was more than the SIM card was worth, and it was your own fault. If you had told me right then, I would have gone and
Fazad,
somehow.
Do you want to nag about it every time you remember? You
no,
just
no.
Want to nag,
when did I
right?
nag?
Yes, you
I'm
did.
I'm just saying
Fazad,
it in a very friendly manner. I'm asking why you didn't tell me.
You just keep nagging, nagging.
Told me so I could have gone.
Time.
I mean, come on, the phone bill was 700,000 and you wanted to keep it hidden from me. Look,
this
if you
had
kept it hidden from me, then I would have realized and I could have done something
Fazad,
about
don't
it.
Don't follow
no,
me at all. You make
Why
me
do
feel
I make
sick.
You feel sick? Why are you changing the subject? I'm just saying, why did you keep it hidden?
I'm glad I did
I'm just
it.
Saying
it was my
that.
Phone.
What
I
do you mean
to
it was
it.
Your
Sharam.
Cell phone?
Sharam.
It's my own face and I like to put cucumbers
Sharam,
on it.
Sharam, where
Oh,
you
my
going?
Goodness.
Man, you've got plenty of problems. I really don't want to disturb you.
I'm sorry. Look, you shouldn't think about the phone call at all.
Do you really think that I've gone nuts?
No. Look, if you want to know the truth, I see Mom and Dad too.
Really?
Yes, I do. I miss them so much, so then I see them a lot.
Have they ever called you before?
No. Look, when someone dies, they're gone for good. Nothing can be done about it. All we can do is live with the memories of them. What's important is the people that are still here. We have to take care of them. We shouldn't bother them. We shouldn't make them suffer.
What's that got to do with what happened tonight?
Look, the truth is I've wanted to talk to you for a while, but there wasn't a good time. Don't give Shadi such a hard time.
When did I give Shadi a hard time? After Mom and Dad passed away, all I ever do is think about Shadi. I take care of her from morning till night.
You're making a mistake. You shouldn't take care of her from morning to night. Take care of her, but not like this. You're making her suffer.
I'm taking care of her so nothing happens to her. Is that bad?
So what happened in the past when you didn't take care of
her? Dad was standing behind us as strong as a mountain.
All right, now, but did Dad ever do things that you're doing? Did he search through her purse, check her phone, follow her down the street?
Dad asked me to do it.
Dad asked you? When?
Yeah. 3 or 4 days after the funeral, Dad came to me in my dream and he said, "Sharam, son." And I said, "What is it, Dad?" He said, "Take care of Shadi." He really insisted a lot. He told me to take care of you too. Uh-huh. But he said, "Shiva has a husband. Now her husband is a little bit, But he insisted I take care of Shadi. He said I should constantly pay attention to Shadi.
Uh-huh, Dad said that.
Yes. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Look, Shiva, you really don't believe that Dad gave me a call?
Yes, I believe it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do you also believe that he talked to me?
Well, he must have talked to you. You wouldn't just make it up, would you?
You don't need to pretend for me. You think that I've gone nuts. Maybe you've got the right to think so. No. No, I've really gone nuts. Well, sometimes people go nuts. When the most precious people to you in the world, your mother and father, both suddenly leave this world in a car accident. Well, all of a sudden, a person goes nuts. Look, a mother and a father are like your vertebrae. Just like your vertebrae. When they die, your vertebrae break. You become weak. Your back breaks. It breaks, I tell you.
Oh, Sharam! Oh, you should be more careful.
I'm sorry. Good night.
Good night. Sharam had the right.
Are you all right?
The horrible thing that happened to us was more frightening than the worst nightmare. But in my heart, I congratulated ourselves for still being on our feet and having a joy for life. Me and Shadi still had enough joy left in life for us to want to play a joke on our brother. Perhaps it was a bit cruel, but it was just childish mischief. This in itself is a good sign, and I really have to congratulate Sharam a lot. Because if it was my phone that rang and I saw Dad's name on my phone for even a second and I believed it, I would have gone so crazy for 2 days that I wouldn't even be able to talk. Never mind even being able to give a speech like Sharam. There were only 2 ways to look at it. Either we were really strong and self-sufficient people, or we all had a few screws loose.
Shiva, you know that if I hadn't seen your late father's name on Sharam's phone, I would have thought that he's definitely taking drugs. I'm telling you. I'm sure that someone's playing a joke on him. It's you, right? It's either you or Shadi, isn't it?
How did Grandfather call Uncle from over there? Does he have a telephone?
Our teacher said heaven has everything in it. Phones, food, fruit, everything.
What if he called from the cemetery? Once when I was small, I went to the cemetery with Mom and Dad, and there was a phone there.
They've already left there by now. They don't stay there for long.
Nima, how do the dead get up and go to heaven? Are they able to walk?
I don't know. Maybe the angels came and took them.
With what? An ambulance?
Oh, man. An ambulance can't fly. Heaven is up in the sky.
Well, then they must take them with a helicopter.
Do Do you remember that cartoon when the boy's dad has died and an angel came up and grabbed him and took him?
He grabbed him with one arm and took him up.
Angels sure have a lot of strength.
Why do they bury them first and then take them to heaven? Why don't they take them straight to heaven when they die?
It's so they become skinny to reduce their weight. Angels have the strength to pick them up.
Nima, where did you learn these things from?
Well, I learned them. I paid attention.
Hello.
I don't understand. How is it possible? Here's the phone and here's Father's SIM card.
Well, maybe the lines got crossed or something.
What lines got crossed? What line got crossed with what line?
I don't know.
After all, there has to be a line. When there's no line, it's inactive. What other line can cross
something.
It?
Now stop talking about lines getting crossed.
Oh,
so much.
Well, he's right. What line crossed
hey.
What line? Listen, did you check the phone carefully? Did you check it properly? What if someone saved Dad's name on another number by mistake?
No, man, I checked it. It's my dad's phone number.
Tell me, could it be Shiva and Shadi doing it, huh? You wanted to play a joke on him, right?
No,
are you joking
why?
Around with him?
Why would we joke around with him? It's just, are we crazy
no,
to play
God
such
forbid.
A joke on
it's
him?
It's just that I wouldn't be surprised if
I
it was
already
you.
Said it wasn't me, okay?
Well, no way. Would my sister play such a joke on me?
All right, now I'm sorry. Shiva, dear, why are you sulking?
I'm not sulking. I'm going to go and see Shadi.
No, don't go! The child's sleeping. You'll wake her up.
All right, I'll go and see if she's sleeping and then I'll come back. I'm not going to wake her up.
God forbid.
Shadi, are you sure our plan wasn't in order to make ourselves just suffer?
I swear on Mom's soul.
Oh, you shouldn't swear on Mom's soul.
I'm sorry, it wasn't intentional.
This one wasn't, but the first one.
That one was intentional. I wanted
test
to test it.
Is it a microphone for you to test?
No, I wanted to see how he'd react. I was afraid I wouldn't be home tomorrow and I wouldn't
so
be able to see
it. So what was his reaction?
He was really scared, Shiva, really.
Really? What's the first thing he did?
Yeah, I didn't see it. I was in the room and the door was closed.
Well, then how do you know he was scared?
Well, the fact that he went to your house means he was really scared.
Well, that's just great. What would have happened if you weren't home? When you came home at night, I'd tell you if he got scared and ran to our house. Do you mind if I ask you a favor?
What?
Don't call him anymore. The poor thing came over there and sat down and talked, and I felt sorry for him. I have a guilty conscience. He just thinks he's performing his duty. He's mistaken, but this isn't the solution. This really isn't it.
You said yourself this was the
best
way.
I know I said it. I said it, but I made a mistake, and I'm sorry.
Well, what should I do?
Nothing. Just enjoy it. Think that you've got a brother standing behind you as strong as a mountain. He's taking care of you. Look, Shadi, in the future you'll get married and leave this house, and you're going to miss these days. All right? Okay, that's right, my dear. What a good girl you are. Now that I think about it, I realize that I said some nice things and how professionally I managed to blame Shadi for my own sins. However, I somehow did have the right. If Shadi had managed to tolerate Sharam's unreasonable kindness, it would have been better than making our own brother go crazy with what we were doing and then have a guilty conscience for the rest of our lives.
Why didn't you wake up the children?
It's the weekend. Let them sleep.
And what that means is that you've already eaten breakfast. You want to go back to sleep?
I wouldn't mind.
Shiva, dear.
Hmm?
Listen, the situation with your dad's phone is something that's really strange. Actually, I'm going to go see someone to talk to them.
Talk to who?
You don't know him. He's a really strange person. And apparently, they say he's in contact with ghosts and such
things. Azad, you should be ashamed. You're supposed to be a doctor. You're educated.
Huh? What's that got to do with education? It's metaphysics. It's not something you can deny.
No, I'm not denying it. Not at all.
Ah, you appear not to deny it, but deep down you don't accept it, do you? You know, why are you looking at it in such a physical and scientific way?
Well, I look at the parts that are scientific in a scientific manner. That's what I do.
Excuse me, but the fact that your dad called Sharam from the other world, what part of that is scientific?
The part that a telephone connection between two people requires two SIM cards and two phones.
Well, that's just it. You're saying it yourself right now. This happened with one SIM card and one phone. What's that mean? It means forget about it being scientific. It's metaphysical. It has to do with metaphysics.
You want to give a scientific explanation so that your mind will be at ease, right?
Yes, go ahead.
Shadi has dad's SIM card. Sharam has his own phone and SIM card, and Shadi's been calling him.
You little devils, man. I knew it. I said it was your doing several times. You should say, good for you. Good for Farzad.
Good for you, Farzad. Good job, Farzad.
That's right. You should be saying good job. You might be able to fool Sharam, but you can't do it to me. And anyhow, in my opinion, the joke that you played is a really, really bad one, isn't it?
It wasn't a joke.
It wasn't a joke?
No.
Then what problem did you have with that poor guy for you to have done that to him?
Don't make such a big deal. We didn't mean anything and no one wants to continue with it any longer.
Well then, why did you even start it with him? Why did you do that to him?
When I saw that Shadi was getting fed up with Sharam's irritating kindness, a thought came to me. Sharam gets scared really easily. By scaring him, we could distance him a bit from Dad's house and especially Shadi. We recorded Dad's voice, which was on the telephone answering machine. Shadi called Sharam using Dad's phone line and he played his voice. The phone was Dad's phone, but Shadi was the one that had the SIM card. My only concern was that Farzad would want to test the SIM card, but fortunately, he pointed to everything except for this.
I don't get it. How is it possible? Here's the phone and here's your late father's SIM card. No. What a great idea. Good for you, huh?
It was actually a really idiotic idea.
No, what's idiotic about it? The fact that two people are living in the same place and they're making each other suffer, then you should separate them, shouldn't you? Two people who can't even talk to each other in the same place? Is it an idiotic idea to want to separate them? Anyhow, I've had another great idea. I can do something for Sharam to leave your dad's house within 2 days.
No, it's not
Shiva,
necessary.
Dear, this is our best
and
chance. This is our best chance to let that kid really have it.
Farzad, no one's supposed to let Sharam have it, and the whole thing's been completely cancelled. Farzad, don't continue with this thing anymore.
No way, I won't.
All right. If you're wondering what it's got to do with me, well, it's got everything to do with me. You must have experienced something similar yourself.
You can rest assured, if they hear, it'll show it. Right here. Do you see?
There. Why are they like this?
How are they? Well, it's them. They're the red dots.
Man, you said it would clearly show them.
Come on, man. Did you think it would print out a picture, put it in a frame and hand it over to you? I mean, listen, it's an application that will show ghosts as red dots wherever they are.
Come on, doctor. You're educated. You're a doctor. What's with all this nonsense that you're saying?
I just don't get it. This Javanbash family, why do they always look at me being a doctor from this perspective? I mean, listen, if I'm a doctor and educator, then why don't you ever listen to me?
Farzad, is this application for real?
Of course it's for real. You just saw it with your own eyes. You don't believe it? Then let's go somewhere else and prove it. Come on, let's go, come. Well, it's not here. They're not here. That's right. They're not here at all. You see? They're not around here. Your mother and father's ghosts are only in their own house. But I mean, it's very natural. They are connected to that house.
Listen, I've got a strange feeling.
Yes, exactly. It's right that you've got a feeling. Sharam, now, I want to say something, but you won't get scared, right?
Huh?
Listen,
say it.
Have you ever thought about why your dad only calls you? I mean, have you noticed that he only calls you when you're over in their house?
Well, yeah.
For example, why doesn't he call Shiva? Why doesn't he call Shadi? Why doesn't he even call me?
Just say what it is you want to say. Am I going to die?
No, God forbid. It's because your dad only wants to talk to you.
What does he want?
Well, the truth is, I'm worried also. I'm a little scared too.
But what should I do? What am I supposed to do?
If you want my opinion, you should stop going there. You need to cut off your connection to that place.
Well, if I don't go, then they'll come. They're ghosts.
No,
they can go wherever they want.
You saw for yourself. Were they here? No, they weren't here. They were there. They were only there. Only in their own house. Do you want to become certain?
Let's go check.
Let's go test it. No, it's not happening. Look, we went all over the entire house. Look, you can see, I'm telling you.
Try over there.
Yes, over here too. There's nothing going on.
What's going on here?
Nothing. I'll tell you later. Well, you saw for yourself. Look, these red dots only appear in their own house, not in our house, or in your house either.
What red dots?
They're Mom and Dad. This application shows ghosts like that. Will you give me this to go and check Dad's house again?
Yes. Hold on. Yeah.
I knew it. I had a feeling something was going on.
What is it? I mean, this is a scientific application. It's not metaphysical. I'm not making this up, you know.
Fazad, you should be ashamed. Not for nothing, but you're supposed to be a doctor.
Now, it's a good thing I'm a doctor and educated. Otherwise, what would you say?
Okay, all right. Is that thing for real or is it fake?
Well, obviously it's fake. Look, I mean, whenever you want to see red dots, you activate it. And whenever you don't want to, you deactivate it. You saw for yourself. Shahram believes it. Now, tell Shadi to go and have a good time. I'm sure he'll go and sleep in his own house tonight.
You know, sometimes you're like a little kid, Fazad. A little kid. A tiny little kid.
Hello.
Hello, darling. Come inside.
Well, anyhow, you can see that it worked. Besides, is it bad for a person to be like a child? It's good for a person.
They didn't lie to us. They haven't died.
No way. They're dead.
If grandfather's dead, then how is he calling my dad?
From heaven. They have everything over there. Anyhow, everyone has a phone and it's free.
Is grandfather calling from the other world?
I'd really like to go visit their graves. You want us to go on our own?
No, we're children. We'll get lost.
How can we go?
With a taxi.
But we don't have any money.
We'll tell them to get it from our dads later.
I'm not going. If Mom finds out, she'll get really angry.
I'm not going either. My dad will scold me.
But I would really like to go visit the graves and pray for them.
You want us to tell them that we know they're dead?
But how? If Mom finds out, she'll get really upset.
But someone's in heaven, you shouldn't be upset for them. Aha! I got it.
Hello. Father. Mother. Are you here? Please don't come here. I mean, come, but don't come in the middle of the night. Come during the day.
Are you sure you won't be afraid alone?
No way, why would I be scared? I've been alone plenty of times.
You want me to spend the night with you?
I got rid of him and now you're giving me a hard time. Good night.
You haven't gone to sleep yet, darling.
No. Can I ask you a question?
If it's not hard, then you can ask.
No, it's easy. Tomorrow is Thursday. I'm going to the hospital to visit your relative again.
Yes, is there something wrong with that?
Your relative hasn't gotten better yet.
This one isn't that one. That one got better. This one is another patient. It's a different relative. The poor thing just recently got sick, you know.
Can we come with you this time?
No, you can't, darling. It's a hospital. They don't allow children there.
We'll stay in the car.
No, you can't. We'll go and we can come back and we'll go to an amusement park, okay? Is that fine?
All right, all right.
Okay, go to sleep, darling.
Can I ask you another question?
Go ahead.
I'll ask you later. Good night.
Good night. Why didn't you go and have breakfast with Shadi?
No, she's got a lot of studies. She's tired. She was sleeping. So I figured I wouldn't disturb her.
Good for you. Good for you. What an understanding, brother. Good job.
Where are the children?
They went to their room to get ready.
Make sure that they're not late.
Children, Nima, Sara, Maziardu. Why did you take so long?
Yesterday we got a letter for grandfather and grandmother.
Oh, who bought it?
You gave it to us yourself.
Oh, that one.
You want us to read it for you?
But you said it was private. Why did you suddenly change your mind?
Well, we've changed our minds now.
Read it, read it.
Mm. Nima, read it.
Read it, son, read it.
Hello, our dear grandchildren. We're sending you this letter to you from somewhere really far away. We know that you're just like us. You're upset about the separation and that you really miss us a lot. We miss you a lot as well. We know that you've grown up enough and you can't lie anymore. You are intelligent children. We know that your parents have told you that we've gone on a trip. They didn't lie. They said it was like this so that you wouldn't get upset. It's true that we've gone on a trip. But not on a trip to another place. We've gone on a bigger trip, and we can't come back anymore. But you shouldn't be upset. We've come to a good place. This place is called Heaven. It's a really beautiful place. It's the dream of all grown-ups to be able to come here. So you shouldn't worry about us. If you children pray for us and recite the Quran, our place will become even better. God loves the prayers of children, and no matter where we are, we love you too.
We don't have to worry anymore.
That's great. Now we can go visit their graves and pray for them.
All right, guys. We're ready for school.
Yeah, let's go.
I felt that the reason the children did what they did was so that they could ask us to respect their intelligence. It's something that most of us don't pay attention to, and sometimes we allow our intelligence to be insulted. We didn't pay attention to their dignity and character. But they exposed us in a way that we wouldn't be embarrassed in front of them. And even more importantly, that death isn't something that's scary or frightening for them, because they're pure and they're innocent.
First of all, God rest the souls of your mother and father. Secondly, I congratulate you for having such wise children. Children can basically come to terms with things much more easily. We're the ones that everything is difficult for, and that's the reason that we're living difficult lives.
With the donations of the organs of those dearly departed, you saved the lives of 5 people. In reality, they're the ones that saved lives of 5 people. You can be sure that the children are right. They're in heaven, and God's blessings are upon them.
I know a lot of fathers and brothers who don't know the difference between manliness and blind intolerance. They give themselves the right to make decisions about the lives of their daughters or sisters. It's because of this intolerance that we sometimes witness bitter and unfortunate events. Come on, my brother. If you're really a man, then help your daughter or sister to be happy. Don't destroy them. If you make her happy, then, and only then, you're a man.
I'd like to be able to go back when I was a child for a few days. I'd like to know how I looked at the world back then, and why I can't see it like that right now. Have you ever noticed, when you're doing something wrong, there's nothing that hurts worse than the way a child looks at you? This is something you see a lot in movies. Whenever you see that a child is staring at you with their innocent expression, or that they want to say something to you but just can't, you should know that you're doing something wrong.
What we did was bad.
Sharam doesn't deserve it. He hasn't come out of the house for 3 days.
All of it was my fault. I shouldn't have played that trick on him, should I?
Now what should we do to get him out of this situation?
Look, I have a friend who's a psychologist. If you agree, we can take him to see him.
No, we have to go to him and tell him the truth.
Tell him?
Yes, yes, we must.
Really?
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Maziar. What's wrong, darling? Why are you crying? What's wrong?
My dad is crying.
Oh, you poor thing. Where's your dad?
In his room.
My darling, I hate to see you cry.
Sharam? Sharam, dear.
Sharam? I miss them a lot as well.
I wasn't a good son for them at all.
No, don't say that.
I bothered them a lot. It's not that I didn't know. I knew very well. But I thought I'd have time to make up for it. I didn't know this would suddenly happen.
Sharam, dear, don't give yourself a hard time. Look, you see, that phone call that came from your father, well,
I wish it were real. I wish he had really called himself. The first time I saw his name on my cell phone, I got scared. I wish I hadn't gotten scared. I wish I'd told him everything I had to say. I'd like to be able to talk to him just one more time. And tell him what's in my heart.
It's as though after 2 months, Sharam had finally come out of his shell of disbelief. During this time, all of us, for 1,001 reasons, put up a resistance against coming to terms with this tragedy. And the most important reason was the children. But it seems as though we weren't able to continue anymore. It was necessary for us to receive a shock so that we could let the tears come pouring out. But the things Sharam said that day, he gave us that shock. You can't keep tears bottled up inside you forever, especially tears such as these. Anyhow, we were just crying for ourselves about the fact that we'd never experience their kisses again, the tranquility of hearing their heartbeats, and the warmth of their embraces. We were crying tears for ourselves.
پروانه ها روشونه تو خورشید دم و هم خونه تو تو قلبمون بارون گرفت شهر رو به هم زدیم تا اون